Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Le jona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngesonto mhlazi mashumi mavili lantathu kunhlangula 2019 nguntungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Okwethu asikuthi kungaba yinto engahambanisa ikhonomi ngoba ungananzelela abomama laba ezimhlophe amapostori hayikhona lokhu ethengisa imali emkambo neminyama.
Umphathi ntambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi ukugugudeka kwemali yeZimbabwe kubangelwa ngenye inkampani enkulu angayivethanga ngegama kodwa athi ithenga idola leMelika ezitaladeni. Kambe ingaba yiphi linkampani?
Kampani bathi is captive to ama-faction akhe uZANU-PF and kumele yenze intando yabo from the security cluster and so on. So bambophile izandla.
Ukubhidlika komnotho sokudale ukufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umphathi ntambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi ukugugudeka kwemali yeZimbabwe kubangelwa ikakhulu ngenye inkampani enkulu athi ithenga idola leMelika esitaladeni lapho elithengiswa khona ngesilinganiso esingena kumadola eZimbabwe alichumi kusiya kwalichumi lantathu. Kuluma lentatheli zindaba eHarare namuhla uNcube akayivethanga ngegama linkampani kodwa uthe uzathatha amanyathelo okulungisisa lolu daba maduze. Lanxa esethesa inkampani eyodwa le umlando wokuthenga idola leMelika emkambeni wensitha, yinto eyazakalayo ukuthi amankampani amaningi eZimbabwe athenga idola leMelika esitaladeni ngoba lingatholakali emabhanga. Khona kungaba yiphi linkampani esolwa nguNcube? Sixhume ingcwethi yehlaziya ezenotho umnumzana Regishoko.
Njoba esexplainile ungakulalelisa uyakhuluma ukuthi ikampani le ilama-subsidiary almost across the economy. So ilokuyindlela ukuthi ngaba ingani singathi i-monopoly. My giant ungako kuyikhonoma encane njengayethu. They can be the bully, they can be the elephant in the market and then cause such. Abanye lokhu sikwenza ngananzelela thina sithengayo emkambeni omnyama thina abantu. Okwethu asikho ukuthi kungaba yinto engahambanisa ikhonomi ngoba ungananzelela vele kuqala siqala thina kobulawala abomama laba ezimhlophe amapostori hayikhona lokhu ethengisa imali emkambeni omnyama loba ikhonomi isahamba kuhle. Lobo ngazi ukuthi kona ngabe amelile kukhona i-black market. But kusuka kuhluphe mase sithi amakampani amakhulu ama-giant economy ebe se-trader ku-black market. So kusenza i-black market ibe nkulu than the formal market. Yikho lapho kuba le problem khona. Kodwa i-black market ingahlali khona for kunoko ma-convenience labona lo bantu nje abayenza khonoko kuncane hayamboni kusiba lo hlupho. But kuba lo hlupho mase ubona sokusenzakala njengakhona ukuthi kule nkampani enkulu enecapacity enkulu ukwenza khonokho.
Ukhona kungaba yiphi linkampani ekhulunywa nguNcube ishoko ngokubona kwakho?
Maningi amakampani amakhulu ungakhangela ikhona i-Econet, ikhona i-Insco, ikhona i-Old Mutual. So ngamakampani emathathu nalawa enye angikhona ingaba yiyo ikampani yakhona. Uthi yipha icho angabe ngitsho ngoba ngilaw describe ngayo yiwo amakampani agijima sesithi angaphosa abe ngamamonopoli wona lawa ngoba ungakhangela angena endaweni eziningi ze-economy.
Enxa sithi uzathatha amanyathelo maduze nje iwapha amanyathelo la akhuluma ngawo?
One of them ukuthi ama-commission ethu kuzo capacitate abe le ndlela yokusebenza njalo abe efficient ungakhala into esizikhuluma lapho ngathi ma commission kangeli competitions and tariffs commission prize commission lezi imsebenzi yabo vele ukuthi bekhala into ezinjalo njalo beqondisa ngoba banakho indlela zokukhangela ukuthi lokhu kungabe sokulawula njalo phezu kwakho nokho ulakho yena ukusebenzisa imithetho njengama-anti-money laundering regulation le exchange control e-reserve bank. So nxa ile evidence konke lokhu engakusebenzisa ukuqeda kubungezwa lobo bungabe senziwa ngamakampani abo.
Umnumzana Reggie Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Ukudilika komnotho weZimbabwe okuqhubekayo sokubangele ukufuthelana okukhulu kubandla leZANU-PF. Ngokubika kwephephandaba leStandard, abasakhulayo baleli bandla bethesa ezinye iziphathamandla zabo umlando wokubhidliza umnotho ngemisebenzi yenkohlakalo egoqela ukuthenga lokuthengisa idola leMelika emkambo wensitha. Ngokunjalo abasakhulayo laba bathi sebesethuselwa iziphathamandla lezi. Ukufuthelana lokhu kuza ngesikhathi izisebenzi zikahulumende zisithi zizagalala umsebenzi kuqala kusasa zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Ezinye ingcwethi kwezenotho zithi umnotho welizwe ungalungisiswa kuphela nxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engaletha inguquko kwezombusazwe la kundaba zamalungelo okuza kwenza adlelane kuhle lamazwe athuthukileyo afana leMelika. Sixoxele enye yalezingcwethi umnumzana Kelvin Manduna saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi nxa inguquko le iyiyo exakiye umnotho weZimbabwe kungani umongameli Mnangagwa engayamukeli.
Abanye bathi is captive to ama faction akhe uZANU-PF and kumele yenze intando yabo from the security cluster and so on. So bambophile izandla. Number two, kumele sikhangele i-CV yakhe. Umnangagwa kala track record of ama reforms and I think it was very unreasonable for us as Zimbabweans ukuthi sithi umuntu in the twilight of his career segugile eyenza into which he has never been able to do throughout his career of 40 years in government. He was never known as a reformer, Umnangagwa. So I think lathi our expectations were unreasonable ukuthi sicabanga ukuthi uzakwanisa ukwenza ama-reforms kathesi. Umuntu ozayenza what he is used to ukuthreatena and so on. So nxa libona ama-price ekhwela bayathreatena instead of ukwenza ama-reforms to address those issues.
Indaba ye-inflation Manduna esingathi kukhwela mahlayana kwentengo iyaqhubeka. Uhulumende sizwile esithi i-inflation sifike phose ku-100%. Lanxa wena labanye lisithi yedlula khatshana khonapho. Akhona yini amanyathelo obona ethathwa nguhulumende ukwehlisa i-inflation lokuyenqabela ukuthi ihlale ikhuphu kanjalo nje?
Well, we expected it. Nxa ngizwile interview kaMnangagwa, ngazange ikhulume, uyenze interview a few days ago, ngazange ikhulume ngendaba ye-inflation. In fact, impendulo zakhe bengibuza ngendaba ze-currency. Ngimzwile esithi Zimbabwe is the strongest currency in the region. Itshengisa ukuthi ngumuntu ongazwisisi financial and economic issues. What is driving inflation? Yona i-currency yangkhona, ama-fundamentals ayo, khanga ngumuntu ongazwisisi. So, I am not optimistic. Ngiyabona ukuthi bazazama ukuletha enye i-currency. Perhaps in part uzama ukudila layo inflation layo currency lay ngoba kuyabe kungela trust ingena kusasa iyabe lose i-value same way. So I don't know if sesiphenduka ku-2008 kumbe sizabona ukuthi bazazama okunye sometime this year.
Umnumzana Kelvin Manduna incwethi kwezenotho njalo uqhuba izifundo ze-PhD e-Howard University konapha eMelika. Singene kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo silo Big Mike.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngingu-Mike Hobe. Namhla kuhlelo silomnumzana Kenneth Ncube ongisakhulayo ophila kwelengilandi. Sixoxa ngosuku lweWorld Refugee Day olusanda ukuthakazelelwa ngamazwe wonke emhlabeni ngolwesine olwedluleyo. Asambeni siyoxoxa lomnumzana Kenneth Ncube sizwa kunengi ngodaba lolu. Mnumzana Ncube, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bafo, unjani?
Ngiyakwamukela ehleleni, ngiyaphila, unjani?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile Kenneth. Udaba lukhona egudwini uluzwile, awusitshela umbono wakho mayelana losuku lweWorld Refugee Day.
I-Refugee Day lapha siyayithakazelela kakhulu, sibonga kakhulu uhulumeni waleli lizwe, ikakhulu owe-Labour. Mina ngafika lapha ngo-2006 ngasasemncane, ngila 17 years. Ngaphatheka kahle kakhulu lapha njenge-refugee, ngathola amaphepha, ngizihlalela kahle, angizange ngaba lohlupho.
Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo ubona ngani kunzima na ukuphila emazweni?
Kwesinye isikhathi kunzima, ikakhulu uma usanda ukufika. Engami ngasuka ngisuswa ngu-anti ekhaya, ngiyisiza lapha, kodwa sengajwayela impilo yalapha, sengiphila lapha, sengilemuli lapha, ngilabantwana ababili. Impilo iraiti ekhaya, ngiyavakasha, kodwa impilo iraiti lapha, ngamukeleka kakhulu, ngifila like at home.
Kahle kuyini okwenza ukuthi usuke eZimbabwe?
Isimo sezombangazwe ezangenzayo kanye lezomnotho njalo, abazali bami bahlukumezeka kakhulu, ngagcina ukuthi labo babaleka ekhaya, ngasala sengisele lo anti. Nguye engangihlala layo anti la, wayesehlukumezeka ngendaba yabazali, wagcina ngithatha engithumela khona lapha e-UK laye waya eBotswana.
Njengoba ushilo wathi isimo sesomnotho njalo sezombangazwe eZimbabwe yiso senze ukuthi usuke eZimbabwe, yena uhulumende wakwele ngilandi uphatha njani abantu abayisiphepheli?
Uhulumende wakuleli lizwe uyahlonipha kakhulu abantu abayisiphepheli abakwamanye amazwe. Njengami ngafika ngisasemutsha, kungela muntu engimaziyo khona lapha, bangigcina kahle kakhulu, bangidingela konke la ma-social worker. Iye ayengincedisa konke engangikwenza, ngoba esikolo ngangihamba kahle ekhaya. Khona lapha ngafika ngathola imfundo nyana, sengilamabhizinisi ami engiwayenzayo kathesi, ngiphila kahle kakhulu.
Kulumnyaka sibone izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezike zathola amaphepha we-asylum bexoshwa kwelengilandi. Ubona ngani lokhu kungaba kuyinto ezaqhubekela phambili na? Njalo wena uzizwa njani ubona izinto ezinjalo zenzakala elizweni lapho ohlala khona?
Lokho kuyatholakala kumbi kakhulu, ikuthi uhulumeni esesilayo wakhathesi akasafani naloya uhulumeni mina engafika kunguye obathoni bleb. Kathesi sokwenzeka ukuthi abantufore yokuthi babuyiselwa, ikakhulu kuleli lizwe li-strict kakhulu, kuyafanela ukuthi abantu benanzelele abakwenzayo, ngoba icala elincane elikungenisa ejele 2 months or more liyakwenza ukuthi ugcine uluze amaphepha akho.
Hayi ke, sikuzwile kahle. Qhiba uhlelo unikeza abameli bamazwe atshiyeneyo amazwi akho amayelana ngendlela ubona ngani abantu bokuza kumele baphathwe ngayo.
Bona kufanele ahloniphe abantu bokuza, bebanikeze ilungelo labo, njengoba umhlaba lo ngokaNkulunkulu asomhlaba womuntu, njalo kufanele ukuthi abantu bezwisise ukuthi kwamanye amazwe abantu babe behlukumezekile ngokwempilo, njalo abanye basuka kuye kuhlupheka.
Bona abantu bokuza ke kumele baziphathe njani?
Abantu bokuza labo kufanele ukuthi ikakhulu angithi mina abakithi, kufanele ukuthi lapho abakhona belithande ukulandela umthetho walelo lizwe, lapha umthetho walapha unzima kakhulu wena njalo ba street ngomthetho wabo ma ukhula umthetho akadlali njalo njengasekha ukuthi uyenze something ugcine uthola indlela zokuphunyuka.
Mhm, hayi sikuzwile kahle K, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ya, kubonga mina.
Isikhathi du ngithwakaza omuhle silokugqiba lapha uhlelo lwabatsha. Abafisa ukuxoxa nami ngikhona ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram @bigmike3bigmyke3 yona username yami. Lingakhohlwa uphela ukuthi sidibana njalo ngolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection, lapho siqhubekela phambili sixoxa ngendaba eziphathelane ngabatsha elizweni. Uhlelo luqala ngo-8 bese lugqiba ngo-9 PM. Kwanele kwalamhla olubalulisayo ngenjabulo. Igama lami ngumike hobe, mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.
Siyabonga Big Mike ngohlelo lwabasakhulayo. Singene kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu silo Gibbs Dube.
Sinana masiko
wenziwe manje
ngilo baba mkhulu babelo bola
njengokulithembisa kwami ngeviki ephelileyo. Namhla sikhubekela phambili sixoxa lo baba uIsaac Mpofu, umlobi olodumo. Okwamanje ke ule nhlanganiso okuthiwa imvuselelo yolimi lamasiko esiNdebele. Sixoxa ngokuvuselelwa kolimi njalo lokulondolozwa kwamasiko esiNdebele.
Abasakazi abaningi ikakhulu lapha ekhaya bayagiliza kakhulu kazi, abalaleli ikakhulu abantwana bese bethatha ukholoko okuthiwo ngabasakazi ukuthi selululibi lwakhona limaqondileyo. Hathi isiNdebele silendlela zokuchaza izinto eziningi. Bayaphambanisa njalo bayalahleka abathi isiNdebele kasikwazi ukuchaza ezinye izinto. Bayalahleka. Okwenzakalayo yilokhu, yebo kambe ziningi izinto zalamuhla zesimanje ezintsha ezifikayo esasingelazo, kodwa ke siyaweboleka amabala awo, sisebenzisa amabala abo labo abaletha lezi zinto. So kodwa siwakhulume ngendlela yakithi, sithi thina ibhasikile, hayi khona ibhayisikile. Imota asitsho ukuthi imoto car, sithi imota. Kube kuningi ke, iboyila sithi libhayela ngesintu, itar sithi itara. Wonke siboleka sithatha lawo mabala, kulungile kuhle lokhu. Sikhulisa ulimi lwethu ngokuboleka amabala abanye, kodwa nxa siweboleka sesiwangenisa endleleni yethu yesintu, siwakhuluma ngolimi lwesiNdebele.
Singathi khonapho-ke kunhlanganiso leyi libaningi kanganani ukuthi kuzagcina sibele kulungiswa kuqoqwa kulotshwa ingwalo njalo kuqoqwe ukuthi abantu bangahlangana ngaphi bexoxe ngolimi lwesiNdebele.
Siziminyaka emihlanu manje inhlangano le yomuntu wonke, kodwa ke ama ile nhlanganiso labakhokheli bakhona okwabo abayibona mphakathi wenhlanganiso, labakhangeli bayo abalishumi lanye esingathi abathi ngesikhiwa yibhodi yakhona. Bese kusiba ke labanye labo abangenayo emhlanganweni, sihlangana sikhuluma sonke sibona ukuthi uthini. Engikukhuluma sibili kakhulu Dube kulesi sikhathi ukuthi okwakhathesi silungisele umhlangano omkhulu mhlakantulikazi zimathumi nemathathu lanye ngesikhiwa July 31. Silo mhlangano eholini St. Mary's laphana kulo Bengula Street, iholu yamaRoma iSt. Mary's. Besifisa ukuthi abantu beze bazogcwala ukuthi qam sikhulumeke, sibenze ukuthi bananzelele bakhwabithe ulimi lwabo lwesiNdebele, bachiye okuningi. Ikakhulu esikusolayo yikuthi alufi nje kuphela, kodwa luyagajelwa ngezinye izindimi.
Akutsheleke abantu ukuthi abafuna ukuthi befise ukuthi babuye emhlanganweni lo omkhulu kumele benzeni bakhulume lobani
sesinqusile siyabandele izincwadi zokunqusa abantu labaculani lani ngabeze sibili akulambadalo ngaphandle kokuthi sizabanqusa ukuthi ngaba joine babe yimanye babe ngamalunga ukujoina kwakhona kuthatha amadola amabili kuphela ngomnyaka.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Mpofu. Ungathini lokusasa baba?
Hayi, edube baba.
Ngithatha leli thuba ukuthi mbonge ubaba uIsaac Mpofu, umlobi olodumo. Olibalise moyeni ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube ilalo.
Yowazina masiko wami. Hello manyama.
Sibonge ke ijaheli dala uGibbs Dube ngohlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Loku isikhathi sohlelo lwamakholwa uhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo labalaleli lababukele.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namhlanje ngitheke sikhangele encwadini ekaJakobe isahluko sesihlanu. Amavisi amalutshwane siqala kweka 13 okulesihloko esithi ukukhuleka 13. Kukhona ohluphekayo phakathi kwenu na, makakhuleke. Kukhona owenamileyo na, makahube. Kukhona ogulayo phakathi kwenu na, makabize amalunga ebandla amkhulekele, amgcobe ngamafutha egameni lenkosi. Umkhuleko wokukholwa uya kumsindisa ogulayo. Inkosi imvuse noma enzile izono uza kuthethelelwa zona. Ngakho vumani izono omunye komunye nikhulekelane ukuba niphulukiswe. Umkhuleko oqinileyo olungileyo unamandla kakhulu. U-Eliya wayengumuntu efana nathi, wakhuleka nokukhuleka kubalingani alinanga emhlabeni iminyaka emithathu nezinyanga eziyisithupha 18. Wabuye wakhuleka izululana imvula nomhlaba wathela izithelo zawo. Zihlobo ezithandekileyo, sikhuluma ngokukhuleka. Lapha ukhona okhulekayo abe khona okhulekwayo. Sizokuthiwa umkhuleko lo ulamandla amangalisayo. Siyazi ubana imizimba yethu xa ingezwa kuhle nxa sigula siyanatha amaphilisi, sinathe lemithi, sihlatshwe lamajekiseni. Lokho uthi ungawuthatha kumbe uhlatshwe, iningi labantu uze umuntu edayisengcono kakhulu ngoba lokho kuqonda enyameni emzimbeni uqobo. Kodwa ke phela umuntu kenziwanga ngenyama kumbe ngomzimba wodwa. Kule ndaba yomphefumulo eyiyo eyenza ubana kube yilokhu othi uyikho khona wena. Lawu-ke uyakudungeka kwesinye isikhathi umphefumulo. Inyama nxa ihlukuzeka lo mphefumulo izikhathi eziningi lawo uyakhathazeka. Abe sesithi-ke uJakobe njengoba esitsho, nxa ekhona ohluphekayo phakathi kwabantu kakhuleke, nxa ekhona ojabulileyo kahlabele. Baningi abantu abahluphekileyo njengoba ngithile abanye bahlutshwa yinyama yabo emzimbeni. Kodwa-ke abaningi bahlutshwa ngumphefumulo. Umuntu ongabonakaliyo ongaphakathi kodwa ophilayo onguye ozwa ukuhlupheka lokudubeka lokucabanga lokungalali lokudinga izinto lezo ezenza kubana impilo yakhe ibe ngcono. Kube sekuthiwa-ke xa kunjalo kasikhulekeni sicele kuNkulunkulu ngoba kawukhuleki entweni kumbe emntwini ongelamandla odlula awakho. UNkulunkulu ngusomandla, umnini mandla wonke, yikho kumele-ke sikhulume kuye. Sikhulume laye simtshele okusihluphayo. Uthi kuthiwa umkhuleko womuntu okholwayo uyamsindisa ogulayo. Sengitsho umuntu likamkhulekela ngomkhuleko wokholo oluqinileyo ulakho ukusila lowo muntu. Ilizwe lakithi njengoba kunjenje singaliphatha lo muntu ogulayo. Nxa ilizwe ligula labantu abaphakathi bayagula. Ngakho sifuna abantu, kudingeka abantu abalamandla lomthandazo oqinileyo onjengoka-Eliya abantu bakhuleke bazibeke uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu khambela ngapha ngakithi usifise. Sicela ke sidinga imithandazo yokulungisa imiphepho umuntu yabantu, imizimba yabantu. Kanye lelizwe lakithi lifuna imikhuleko efana naka-Eliya. Imikhuleko ezazwakala ezulwini uNkulunkulu aphendule, asikhuphe phambi kokuhlupheka konke lokhu. uNkulunkulu esigodini esiphansi, uNkulunkulu esiqongeni sentaba. Ukhona uyalalela, uyezwa, uyaphendula imithandazo. uNkulunkulu asizwele. Abagulayo, ngegama lenkosi, umkhuleko wami ukuthi silani lihlale kahle lezimuli zenu. Umkhuleko wami ngaleli lizwe, uNkulunkulu asizwele. Sivume esikwenileyo, ngoba thawume sivume izono zethu. uNkulunkulu ke abe sesithethelela, asinike impilo engcono.
Akuyiqibe mfundisi.
Asikhulekeni bazalwana abathathelayo. uNkulunkulu ongehlulwa lutho wena mnini mandla wonke. Iba lathi ke nxa singathi kasizwa kahle ngaphakathi emntwini ongaphakathi, size ngakuwe ngoba nawe nizasiza. Mkhulu wena ufanele ukubonga. Khuphe ekuhluphekeni, sibekeni endaweni yokujabula. uNkulunkulu abe lathi sonke kusela manje sibona phakathi. Amen.
Lobe kuluhlelo lwamakholwa uhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla.
Silethemba libusisekile ngentshumayelo yanamuhla. Sikhangele imidlalo ye-Africa Cup of Nations 2019 eqhubekayo kwele Egypt. Iqembu leMorocco linqobe eleNamibia nge-1-0. ISenegal idlala leTanzania, sikhuluma nje njalo ziku-half time. ISenegal iyakhokela nge-1-0. Umdlalo olandelayo uphakathi kwe-Algeria le-Kenya ngo-10 o'clock. Sewisile ehlabela ke kamnandi esiqhubela uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje kulilanga langesonto. Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umphathi ntambo wezemali uMthuli Ncube uthi ukugugudeka kwemali yeZimbabwe kubangelwa ngenye inkampani enkulu angayivethanga ngegama, yona athi ithenga idola leMelika ezitaladeni. ukuphindika komnotho sokubangele ukufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF. Kwanele Mthwaka zomuhle olivalelisayo ngenjabulo enkulu. Nguntungameli Nkomo ngithi asidibaneni kwezekuseni ngowa-fast 6 Matukanduna bafuphatila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.